Hey guys, this is Heather from Harriman, and I have a dad joke for you. What is Forrest Gump's Facebook password?
Ooh.
I don't know. What is Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump's password. What
Mama
is wrong with me?
Always said.
Uh-huh.
Password starts with a capital P
box
and
of
ends
chocolates.
With a one.
Here we go.
One Forrest one.
Ah!
One Forrest one. Dad joke.
Dad joke. All right, I'll allow it.
That was so good. Awesome. Make sure you send us your dad jokes through Open Mic. You could just download the Mix app, Mix 105.1 on any app store. And then you could send us messages with a dad joke or with a comment on the podcast or any part of our radio show that plays after our podcast. We always love to hear from you.
Except for the guys that are like, you suck.
Yeah, there's been a few of those lately, too. So, hey, let's be cool. 2020 is a hard year for everyone.
Yeah, right, everyone now. Be nice.
I do want to also mention that tomorrow we're going to be doing Morning Show Family Feud on our podcast.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got the top 10 things people are most self-conscious about on Zoom calls. So we're going to have that up on our Instagram, at Mix1051Utah. You can comment there, and then we'll read your comments tomorrow during the show. So. Monroe, you've been married for quite some time. Jackson,
whoa,
you're in a relationship.
Not that long.
Long time. Tom says it feels like forever.
Well, yeah. I don't blame him for that one.
Tom's like, I've aged 80 years since marrying her.
He's like, I'm wasting away. Have you seen me lately?
He is the shell of a man who once was.
I've got the 8 most annoying conversations that couples have had over and over and over
again.
Oh my
gosh. Does it have to do with picking up your towel off the freaking floor?
Does he leave his towel on the floor?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? No, that's not one on this list. I will tell you on number one, absolutely, what to eat for meals.
Ah.
The amount of time we just go around trying to figure out what to eat. And then we always go to the same place.
Hard.
We go to my first suggestion.
Tell me about it.
Right?
Tell me about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, interesting. Because like 20 minutes ago, but when we still loved each other.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Before we started drawing up divorce papers.
Right.
I had pitched that and you said you weren't in the mood.
And then at the end it's like, oh, fine, we'll just go there.
Yeah.
It's like,
then why didn't we get a big beef and cheddar 30 minutes ago? I could have had it by now.
I could be done with this whole argument. I will tell you, Jen, I like to be early. Jen's not as into, Jen's more of a Monroe.
Yeah.
And I'm a, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late kind of person.
I'm the same way.
And it stresses me.
Okay.
So
when it comes to everything but this morning show.
But, you know, the live show.
Getting up out of bed.
Yeah.
I am like a stickler about being on time. And
okay.
I'm constantly, like, for Ike's soccer games, I'm like, Tom, we have to leave in 40 minutes. Tom, we have to leave in 38 minutes. Tom,
time
we
checks.
Have to leave in 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And always.
When we're going out, like, on a, for a date night or something, and we have, like, a show or tickets or we're meeting friends, and I'm like, Jen, we got to go. She's like, don't rush me.
I'm like, well, don't rush her.
So now I sit in the car. And you know what? Then she gets pissed at me that I'm sitting in the car.
You didn't tell me
no,
that
because,
you were outside
because
already.
She knows I'm in the car, and it makes her stress about it.
Uh-huh. And you're rushing her.
And I'm rushing her. Yes, exactly.
It's like, I will honk once as a warning.
I'll
I will
you.
Honk 2 times as a final call. If I have to honk a 3rd time, I hope you enjoy your Uber.
I did get an Uber once to try to rush. And I was like, when the Uber comes, we're leaving.
No.
That poor Uber person
no.
had to
no.
wait. So I had a tip. So much more
yeah.
than that poor Uber person.
Dude, I just start pulling out of the driveway, and then he comes running out.
Yeah. How much time to spend with extended family? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I got my stepmom flying in today, and politically, we don't all agree.
Oh.
And she's
well,
very
this is
vocal.
The wrong time to visit.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it. Like, I just know how it's going to get.
Okay.
Which movies or TV shows to watch? Do you argue about that?
Well, I will never let Tom live down the time that he Netflix cheated on me with Dexter.
You Netflix cheated on him with Game of Thrones.
You Netflix cheated
he
on
never
him
knew
with a
about
lot
that,
of things.
Though. He never knew about it. Also,
so
he's
cheating
done
is
it to
okay
me.
If
he
you
did
don't
it to
get
me
caught.
First.
That's a Monroe. You heard it here first, folks. Monroe's rule is it's not cheating if you never get caught.
Or if it's in the same zip code.
Or if it's underwater.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
He did it to me first
so,
with Dexter season 4.
He drew first blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I owed him one.
So she had to draw first blood part 2.
Yeah.
alarm clock sounds and timing.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. Skylar is incredibly patient with regard to the cell phones and the. I will sleep through my alarms. I'm a sound sleeper. I'll sleep through every one of them. So I have to set one like every 13 minutes or so from like 4 o'clock on until I'm out of bed. And then I'll shut them all off manually, but I can't trust it. And he just, man, he doesn't say anything, but I know it kills him a little bit inside every time.
I'm sure it does. Bedtime. Do you argue about bedtime?
Yeah, because he's always trying to get me to go to bed early.
You should be going to bed early because you sleep
early. Yes. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to let, if I worked all day, I'm not going to let work dictate when I go to bed. I need some time for me. I am a grown up. I am an individual. I am not a sheep.
I need to go play with my Harry Potter toys. Yeah. I'm a grown up.
Excuse
me. And a second mom.
It's video games and animals most of the time.
I'm lucky since Jen was the one who got me into morning radio. She's always had my schedule, so sometimes she'll stay up and watch a little TV in bed. But I'm a guy who I fall asleep within seconds.
Me too.
Like I lay down
in the right conditions.
Yeah,
box fan, my bed, everyone shuts up.
Really?
Out and within a second.
See, I can't. I have to wind down. It's a whole process. Mm. So, like an hour before I plan to fall asleep, I have to be in bed. Because I have to have the routine.
Oh, see, that's my roommate and Skylar will both look at me periodically and just say, are you ever going to finish a movie? Because I'll fall asleep right there on the couch like it's nobody's business. I fall asleep constantly. I fall asleep 3 times before I actually go to bed.
Really?
Yeah. I'm tired. I'm a sleepy guy.
What about holiday plans? This is the last thing that couples argue about.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But, you know, like we both have divorced parents. And so it's like
4 sets.
Yeah. I know. It's 4 things. Mm-hmm. We can't see everybody every year.
No, you can't.
It's too much.
I feel like with us now, it seems like each family member is called a different holiday, which is fine. But then if you want, like, you know, no one there for a holiday, like we were just talking about how we really would like just to have a Christmas with us. Christmas is like 30 people at our house usually.
At your house every year.
Yeah, and opening presents takes hours.
And they start showing up at like the beginning of November.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they just don't leave until mid-January.
It's insane.
The hotel walk-ins.
Every year.
Is booked. And I'm sorry, honey, no vacancy.
I'm like, can we not do it? But no, we're going to do it. And I'm very excited about it.
You know what you should do? You should just plan a trip, quote unquote. Oh, I got a trip planned. And then just don't go on.
We did that 1 year and we still had family show up. True story.
Are you serious?
True story.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you were thinking.
Go on.
Personally, this is my, I don't feel bad for you. And here's why.
Okay.
You bought that big, beautiful Hallmark house on a hill where it snows unexpectedly in beautiful Hallmark fashion.
I know.
And you don't want to be the Christmas house? Tough cookies, bud.
Mm-hmm.
You did that to yourself. You built a beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood where it snows constantly, and you're just going to have to be the Christmas guy.
Now, I will tell you that one of the blessings of snow, and I don't say there's a lot, it gets me out of the house when there's so much family around.
Oh, yeah.
I can like be like, oh, I got to go.
Shovel
the snow. Sometimes my driveway.
Yeah.
Pristine.
They're like, it's bone dry, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Normally, are you using a blower on that to dry it off?
Normally your dog Buddy's like pulling you out the house
for
a walk. And right now he's like, 7 in 1 day. Yeah. I'm tired.
He's never had so many walks.
I'm cold.
Right, exactly. I've got the, every year, you know, we just finished the Halloween movie brackets,
right?
And Hocus Pocus won as our listeners' favorite movie. And it's interesting because I've got the top 15 holiday movies people revisit every year. I'll tell you, this is Christmas.
Okay.
I also noticed this. We're still a few days away from
Halloween. Body, in fact, isn't even cold yet.
We're recording this on October 29th, and I noticed today, like in all of my different like prep sites that we do for the morning show and the podcast, it's all Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Like
we're over it.
We're done with Halloween. Yep.
Well, I told you 100%. I went to look for styrofoam pumpkins for the Golden Pumpkin Award, and I couldn't find them. All craft stores have gotten rid of all of their Halloween stuff already a week in advance, and it's all Christmas now.
Costco was like that. The costumes last weekend were pushed to the side, and it was all Christmas stuff.
It's like, bam!
Yeah.
And we've just completely forgotten about Thanksgiving.
Dude, I'm ready. Like, we're all going to go into lockdown anyway, so let's just hunker down and bring on Christmas.
Who's ready to get fat and stay warm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Story of my life, pal.
What do you think the biggest holiday movie people revisit every year is? Again, these are Christmas films.
Probably Christmas Story.
Christmas Story is 1, 2, 3, 4th, 22%.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Elf. Dude, that's the only movie.
Elf is a masterpiece, but it hasn't been around long enough to be called a classic
Elf
yet.
Did not make the list.
What?
Yeah.
That's the only movie that I will watch.
Oh, maybe when I read
that's
you
my,
this list.
That's my favorite Christmas. It's the only Christmas movie worth watching.
Right.
Is Elf.
Yeah.
What if I told you Home Alone was number one?
That's dumb.
No, I like Home Alone a lot. I'll give it up for Home Alone exclusively.
What do you mean it's dumb?
That's dumb.
It's like the perfect Christmas movie. When the mom arrives back home and they hug, and it's so sweet. It's Moira.
I do like the shovel guy.
And the shovel guy.
I like the shovel guy.
And then in number two with the bird lady.
I know. And Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry.
I know.
Where did they come from?
Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came in number two, which I say BS.
That is a terrible show. Quit trying to make that movie happen.
Santa's a dick. Yeah. In that movie.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I'm passionate about that film.
Yeah, that's fair, man. I get it.
I know.
He's so mean.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the tough love coach.
Yes.
It's just like, no, he can't help it. He was born that way.
Yeah, come on, Santa, be cool. It's a Wonderful Life came in number three.
Also not a...
Never seen it.
You've never once seen it?
Never seen it. It is not worth
anything.
It.
Anything. It's boring. A Christmas Story came in at number four. How the Grinch Stole Christmas at number five.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Jim Carrey or animated?
The original animated or the new animated?
Original animated.
Okay, the new animated is fantastic.
The new animated is the favorite in our house.
It's
interesting.
Good.
Now, don't get me
really
wrong.
Good.
I love the Jim Carrey.
I'm a Jim Carrey through and through till I die.
He did such a nice job.
Mm-hmm. And listen, that's coming from someone who's not a particularly big Jim Carrey fan.
How dare you?
But the
rhinoceros poops him out in Ace Ventura: Pet Detective number two.
See, but that's the thing, though, is I just don't think that was very good.
It was funny. It was hilarious. You
best
kidding?
Scene.
It was so funny.
Frosty the Snowman at 21% again.
Gross.
I don't think it holds up. No. A Charlie Brown Christmas. Can we stop making Charlie Brown happen?
Yeah, sorry. No. I'm not 100. I don't care that much about Charlie Brown.
I even watched the movie. Did you ever watch that with the CG movie that they released like 3 years ago?
No, I didn't even know that they did one.
We've got a particular label rep who works with one of our music labels.
Yeah.
And she hit me up on Instagram not too long ago. When I was posting all my Harry Potter collection stuff, she goes, "So this is not something I share with anybody. I don't tell anyone anything." But I am a huge Peanuts collector. I love all things Peanuts. And I was like, you're my age. You can't be collecting Peanuts at my age. Your great-grandmother should be collecting Peanuts.
So says the guy who has a closet full of Harry Potter toys.
It's a display shelf. I would never lock it away in some closet. I'm not the Dursleys, first of all.
Okay, wow.
Harry Potter reference while talking Harry Potter.
Boom! That's how you shut it down right there.
John! You gotta appreciate the game.
Thank you.
Gotta appreciate
the game. That's how you handle it. Thank you, John.
Miracle on 34th Street. Again, even the remake.
I've never seen that one either.
Yeah. Home Alone 2. Oh, there's Home Alone 2. The Santa Claus. We watch that every year.
I need to get better at watching movies with my kids.
You don't do each night, like a different holiday
Usually
movie?
I'm just like, by the end of the night, I'm like, you know what? I'm tired and I'm overstimulated.
Yeah.
I just want to sit in a dark room for a while.
We watch all of the Santa Clauses. I'll tell you, number one's the best, and I used to hate number three, but it's worn me down. And Martin Short, I used to hate the whole thing.
Martin Short.
But now Martin Short at the end, as he sings show tunes as Jack Frost, it has a special place in my heart at this point in time.
What's the new one that you love?
Oh, I like Santa Chronicles.
On
Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one they made last year with Anna Kendrick. Noel. Which you turned me on to, I think.
Yeah. I like that one. It's fun.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
A Christmas Carol.
I'd like to know how Noel showed up on this list,
no,
but
Noel
Elf
did
didn't.
It.
Okay,
no.
I was like,
No. A Christmas Carol. I don't know which version that is. I will tell you, if you've ever seen the one with Jim Carrey, the animated one, it's creepy.
That's what everyone said. That's why I didn't watch it.
My favorite one was Scrooged.
Oh, I love Scrooge. Bill Murray?
Yes.
Jen
that's
and I
my
watch
favorite
that every
version
year.
Of the Christmas Carol.
Muppet's Christmas Carol is really great.
Oh,
right
we should check that one out.
That's a good one.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Excellent.
Annually.
Cousin Eddie.
Yes.
I've had a couple people, as I've been delivering Parade of Haunted Home signs, they're like, you got to come back and look at our Christmas display because we do a whole RV with Uncle Eddie and everything. I was like, oh, dang. So I'm looking forward to that.
I had a friend come as Uncle Eddie for Halloween one year, and that was a great costume.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just a white robe and the hat.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. And finally, the Polar Express. My kids love it. I'm not a huge fan.
I hate the Polar Express. It's too scary, and I don't think the story is good enough to justify how scary it is.
I noticed the Hot Cocoa song also. All it is Hot Cocoa.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Cocoa. And it's 3 minutes of them just doing that. All right, Jackson.
Woo! Coming in hot for the showbiz beat.
Let's do it.
All right, ESPN. We're going to go ahead and just dive right in with a sports football story.
Woo!
Even though it kills me to do these. ESPN reported yesterday, and obviously it's been the talk of the town, that the NBA's Utah Jazz has been sold. So they were owned, obviously, by the Millers forever. Millers, maybe Utah's most famous family other than the Osmonds.
Yeah.
And they've owned the team forever. Well, Gail Miller sold her controlling share. I don't know that she sold everything, but she sold the controlling majority over to Ryan Smith, founder of Qualtrics.
That's crazy because the rumor was that he made a bid for RSL. And so I wonder if that kind of sparked her to be like, well, you want to buy the Jazz, you can.
Well, and there was all that speculation that she and you know, RSL were kind of in talks too.
Yeah.
So it almost feels like they were both in talks to go after RSL. They met with each other and they said, oh, hey, you know what? Let's work this out. Plus, Ryan Smith has been an investor with the Jazz for a really long time. So what it actually seems to me is he pays her $1.6 billion, and then there's like some back-end deals that makes it almost like $2 billion. And then he just gets the controlling share, and not much else is going to change. But it sounds like if he's got $2 billion liquid like that, then he's probably going to invest a lot into the team. And Vivint just got redone like a year or two ago. It looks great.
So he bought it for a little over $2 billion. He's worth over $8
billion. Right.
I was just reading about him that he's a really good guy. He was buying 50 meals per day at local restaurants to help them with the coronavirus.
Really?
So each day he'd find a different restaurant and just buy 50. And and then he actually created this work from home program because, you know, he's into analytics and computer programs. And he gave it to small businesses. So 9,000 small companies here in Utah ended up using this program for free. Yeah, everything I've read about him.
That's really cool.
And I don't know if you heard his press conference, but he was talking about, it was really sweet. He's like, I have kids who are in junior jazz.
Right.
And he's like, and look at the legacy that the Miller Corporation did. Right. Like,
and that's the thing, too, is how
he's young. He's 42.
He's such a believer in the Millers and how they have run the Jazz Corporation. Like, I don't think he's going to ruin any of the legacy. He's only just going to improve and build on it.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
I think he'll be really good for it. And listen, I'm not a sports football guy. You know how I feel about it.
I know.
But at the end of the day, Jazz culture is Utah culture. It shapes the place that I live, so I kind of have to be interested in it. I kind of got to know what's going on. So I'm happy about this. Sounds like he's going to be a good dude.
Yeah.
Awesome. Harry Styles.
Yes.
This is the best. His car broke down while he was driving down the road one night.
Oh, no.
And he's just like, well, crap, what do I do? So he stopped by and he just, you know, knocked on a neighbor's door and basically just said, hey, can I, you know, hang out here for a second?
That's such a Harry Styles move.
I know. Well, the thing is, if he doesn't have a phone, his assistant or someone in his entourage does. They can call emergency service. But he chose to stop by and just say, hey, can I hang out here? Well, the owner of the house was like, oh my gosh, you're Harry Styles. My daughter Theodora is obsessed with you. She is just going to lose it that she wasn't here when you showed up. Because, super famous guy's car breaks down on his way somewhere and he stops by your house and realizes he's in love with you. That is how every single 13-year-old girl's fan fiction starts.
Oh, yeah.
And they're almost all about Harry Styles. So literally, it was just like, it would be like if your pizza guy got a little too friendly all of a sudden. You're like, nope, art imitating art. No, thank you.
Yeah, so did the daughter get to meet him?
No. He had to leave before the daughter got back.
No!
He did leave her a note, though, so this is what she came home to. The note said, Theodora, my car broke down on your street, and your dad's friend kindly let me wait at your house with a cup of tea. I'm devastated that we missed each other. I'm looking forward to meeting you soon. I'm so sorry. Until next time.
No!
There is no next time.
No! You don't have him write a letter! No!
Uh-uh.
You go slash his tires, and you hold him there until I get home!
No, I would not do that for you.
You Is it better to have him never even be at your house?
Just don't tell me. Don't tell me that he was here.
I know.
Yeah, that's fair. It's better I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why does Monroe keep rubbing her face all over that chair? Oh, that's where Harry Styles.
That's disgusting.
That's where Harry Styles is hanging out. I don't know. I can't tell you. Ew. She's just like a cat. She just rubs it.
Smells like eucalyptus.
She runs up to the arm and just rubs her face on it. Just, ah. Okay, Adele, there have been rumors forever that she's dating some British rapper. I don't know this guy. His name is Skepta. He's...
Sure. Oh, he's like a raptor. A rapper.
A rapper. Yeah. So he's from England. I don't know too much about him. But there's been a longstanding rumor that she kind of left her husband and then almost immediately started dating this guy. But she's pretty much shutting that down. She keeps saying, I'm single. And she posted last night, I'm going back to my cave now to be the single cat lady that I am. Peace out. She doesn't release a new album. She doesn't do anything other than she hosts SNL one time and she goes, wow, oh, that's enough work for 3 years. I'm going to go lay down.
What's with that?
I don't know, man. I think with her other albums were so big. Her other music was so huge. It's hard to follow that up anyway.
Yeah.
And now there's probably all this added pressure because she, you know, did that whole body makeover thing. And now she's feeling like, oh, gosh, now that I'm, you know, entering that next level, are they expecting my music to be even better than it has been before? I don't know how to do that. I'm also wondering, and we kind of talked about this, when you lose massive weight like that, it changes your voice.
I think that happened.
I think
she's trying to figure out her voice. Yep.
And I think she's maybe trying to get into acting, which is why she hosted Saturday Night Live instead of music. But sorry, girl. Adele's a musician. We need that voice.
You know, she's always famously super quiet. She doesn't say that she's working on an album, and then just one day, bam, she's got a new single out. So... I bet that's what's happening.
Skepta dated Naomi Campbell for a long time.
Wow. Yeah. Good for Skepta's getting it. Yeah. Good for Skepta.
Yep.
Is Skepta hot?
Yes. He's a good looking dude.
I Google right now.
Yeah.
He's a good looking dude.
Myself.
No, he's good looking.
All right. And finally, we started with a sports cabal story. Let's end with a sports cabal
Please.
Story. Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger are very close to becoming the most sacked quarterbacks of all time. So, which is crazy because
Brady went years without being hit.
Yeah. Well, and also Tom Brady went a few seasons where he only played one game.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that he's gotten sacked that night, one, he's mostly just everyone hates his guts. But two, he's been in the NFL forever. And the longer you're in, the more
likely.
Anything. Exactly. Yeah. So, Brett Favre currently holds the all-time record. He was sacked 525 times throughout his career. John Elway is in second with 516. Roethlisberger is number 3 with 511, and Brady is right behind him with 508. So clearly, there's a very good chance that they could surpass number 1 and 2 by the end of this season.
Huh.
Just for getting hit a bunch of times. The only other active quarterback in this top 10 is Aaron Rodgers. He's number 10 with 455 sacks, half of what Brady and Roethlisberger have.
And you think of how old these guys are. If I got sacked one time by one of those guys... Like, they would have to amputate
it's
limbs.
It's like getting hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Monroe, I went fishing, and I've been in physical therapy since it.
like 500 times you've been hit by these semi-trucks?
Is this going to hurt your feelings even more, though?
Hmm.
Favre played 20 seasons. That's why he got sacked so much. He was in for 20 seasons.
Wow.
Roethlisberger is in his 17th season.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So he obviously you're just going to get sacked every game at some point. Brady's in his 21st season.
Whew.
So not only is he getting sacked and surviving and still making millions of dollars, he's also like 40.
Yeah, oh yeah, he is. No,
he's
he
like 43
is.
Or something.
Yeah.
And
His
body is still healing just fine.
I gotta stop eating avocados. That's what it takes.
Tomatoes are his cheat food.
I know.
It's such a bummer. All right, that's your showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Jackson. A Maryland man on Wednesday was found guilty. He robbed a 7-Eleven back in 2017.
Okay.
And it's been a while, right?
What's the statute of limitations on something like that?
Sounds
was
like
it
it's
aggravated?
Been going away. He went and he robbed the 7-Eleven. He reportedly ditched a jacket he was wearing in a dumpster.
Ah.
And they were able to find that, but they were still the defense was actually doing a nice job until forensic proved that just about 30 minutes before this robbery happened, he had Googled what's the best way to rob a 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
Specifically a 7-Eleven, too?
You know, I Googled yesterday.
How to rob a 7-Eleven?
What kind of security... do the Supreme Court justices have?
I'm fascinated by that,
because I was interested with it. And then as I was Googling it, I'm like, I'm going to get flagged.
You are.
I know.
You have to
especially right now when they keep trying to kidnap governors.
I know.
You have these crazy militias trying to kidnap governors.
You have to go to a library computer to Google that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's even worse. That's a bad idea.
The stuff they have on that computer.
Uh-huh.
All right. That does it for our podcast. Don't forget, if you don't mind giving us a positive review, that would be great.
Yeah. If you have nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself or I'll find you. And, I'll get on the library computer and I will find you.
All right, on with the show.
I bought our Halloween costumes.
Halloween costumes?
Maybe my Halloween costume this year.
It's just going to be a glorified Halloween costume.
All the good costumes are gone?
Seriously, are these Halloween costumes?
Best Halloween costume ever.
The Halloween costumes.
Halloween costumes are supposed to be scary.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Well, I figured we had to do a Halloween costume thing today on the 29th because there's a lot of schools not in tomorrow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I felt like we at least have to celebrate for the kids getting in today.
Right.
Now, tomorrow we'll be in our costumes. Tomorrow we'll be asking you to take or send us photos of you and your kids in the costumes.
Right.
But, you know, 'tis the season to be merry. Fa-la-la-la-la, I believe is how it goes.
Were you not... with the Christmas already.
Good morning. It is Thursday, October 29th. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Hello.
Monroe.
Hi.
Jackson, you're still alive after licking the cow tongue yesterday?
Yeah. It was worth $20, I'll tell you. But it was not pleasant.
So we record a podcast after the show each day. And yesterday we played What's in the Box, where we get blindfolded and we put our hand into a box. It was a huge raw cow tongue. And after the show, when we were doing the podcast, Monroe dared Jackson $20 to just lick that cow tongue.
Yeah. French kiss a dead cow tongue.
Tip to tip.
She was tasting me. I was tasting her. It was a whole thing.
Oh my gosh, it's so gross. Ew. The cow on your arm. I just thought about that.
What you have a cow tattoo.
I have a cow
on
tattoo.
Your arm.
Well, yeah, but he's getting abducted by aliens. So it's more the aliens that I like about that tattoo and less the cow.
If you want to watch the footage. Of Jackson licking the or just us touching the tongue. It's up on our Instagram page at Mix1051 Utah. Actually, speaking of our Instagram, we got only an hour left of voting for the
ultimate Halloween movie bracket. And listen, I understand Hocus Pocus has a special place in your heart when you were a child, but you're not a child anymore. So I need you to go vote for It because you're a grown person.
No.
And it is obviously the superior movie.
I'm a grown person who knows that clowns are terrifying.
It's
and they're
scary.
Not funny.
It's well written. It's well cast. It is in every way. In fact, both of the remakes, exceptional movies. And I just think it is such a disservice to not let that one win.
So go to Instagram right now. Do it, please, at Mix1051 Utah. Jackson, what is coming up in your showbiz beat?
If you're stressed out, I've got some Chris Hemsworth meditation videos that might be good for you. We'll talk about it next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix1051.
Chris Hemsworth, have you downloaded his fitness app yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course she has. Yes.
Just and because it
has... How are the workouts?
I didn't download it for the fitness stuff
at all.
I just wanted to see more photos of Chris Hemsworth, and I felt like that was one way that we could connect with each other.
As your workout accountability buddy that I am, how are the workouts going?
I don't want to talk to you about it.
Okay.
It's none of your business.
So, no.
Okay.
But Chris Hemsworth is promoting his app with some new really great videos called Affirmations That Positively, Absolutely, Probably, Most Likely Won't Make Your 2020 Worse.
Mm.
And basically, it's just everything that goes wrong during his meditation, which is pretty good. Here's a little clip of it.
Affirmations that positively, absolutely, probably, most likely won't make your 2020 worse, by Chris Hemsworth.
We've all had to deal with more than our fair share of chaos this year, haven't we? But this visualization will help you keep your cool. Picture a wall of solid rock. Well, that's you. Nothing can penetrate your mind. Not that buzzing. Not those kids yelling. Those are mine, aren't they?
He has cameos from his kids.
Oh,
yeah. This cute furry beast. Oh, but he's so cute, isn't he?
That's his dog.
That's cute.
Don't give in.
Looks
that's
just
really
like Birdie.
Cute.
Dude,
yeah.
That's a dog. Just like mine.
At some point, Chris Hemsworth gets up to move the dog, and he falls into the pool. The videos are great. They're all up on his Instagram and on his fitness app, Center.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
All the hits, Mix 105.1. Good morning, it's John, Monroe, and Jackson.
You guys, do you guys snore?
I probably do from time to time.
My husband says that I snore, but he's wrong.
Did he move rooms because of your snoring?
Yeah, he's lying.
Yeah.
I don't snore.
No.
I would never do something like that.
You, a lady like yourself?
Thank you very much. Well, there's some exciting news. Because they have a new pill that prevents snoring. It's in the works, and it's about to hit the market.
Really?
Yeah. It's a combination of two non-sleep drugs. So one is a drug for ADHD, and the other is used to treat people with overactive bladders.
Oh.
And a small study found that when both drugs were combined, it reduces snoring by 74%.
Dang.
I feel like combining these two drugs, like, the side effects are going to be strong. Like, you won't snore, but you will bleed from the rear.
But listen, people... Funny. But people with sleep apnea have higher blood oxygen levels when they take it. So this is like a major medical breakthrough.
That's insane. Yeah, that's really
pill
crazy.
Pill for snoring, y'all.
It's a pill for everything these days. Hey, coming up, we got Ghost Adventurers Jay. He was just at Joe Exotic's zoo, and he says they saw some seriously freaky things.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Toys R Us, although closed, has revealed its hot toys for the 2020 holidays. Do they still have like an online presence or something?
I don't know. Well, somebody's obviously working the social media account.
Do you want to hear Joffrey's hot toy list for 2020?
Yeah.
I'll give you some of the items. Barbie's Dream House with wheelchair accessible elevator.
Oh. I don't know what it is, but my daughter loves like the wheelchairs and the crutches for her dolls.
Didn't your daughter want crutches one year?
She was obsessed with braces and crutches.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time we go to the DI, she goes right to the crutches section. Can I get these?
Lego made the list three times, including the Lego Harry Potter Hogwarts Astronomy Tower.
I want one.
But it's so expensive.
Lego is so expensive. And then the Super Mario Adventures Mario Starter Course. That's a Lego thing as well. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, they have Mario Legos now.
Nintendo Switch made the list as well, and so did, that's the console, that's where they made the list. And then Peppa Pig's Shopping Mall.
What? Really?
It's that's a playset, yeah, with Peppa Pig.
I don't like, that's, so,
Peppa Pig.
My brother-in-law, he had a boy and a girl pig, and it was Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
And her brother, forget his name,
George. Charles, George.
George, Peppa and George. And I was like, oh, now you named him, you won't kill him.
Well, how about Peppa and George right now?
They served me bacon.
Oh, no.
And they didn't tell me.
How does George
say? It was Peppa.
Paw Patrol, once again, on this list. Paw Patrol has been on this list forever. The Paw Patrol Dino Rescue Dino Patroller Motorized Team Vehicle.
I like how with boys' toys, you can't just have like a dinosaur toy or a truck toy. Like it has to be dinosaurs and trucks with a Nerf gun attached
to
it.
So cool. A lot of normals, like PJ Masks are on here as well. A lot of the normal stuff that you've seen. Blue's Clues making it though.
Really?
Yeah, the new Blue's Clues thing. So
I saw a really cute salt and pepper shaker. It was salt and pepper from Blue's Clues, and it comes with a little paprika, their baby.
That is awesome.
I loved it. I wanted it.
Coming up, we can give you $380. All you have to do is beat Jackson.
Socrates.
Aristotle.
Plato.
Jackson Carter.
You may be good at random facts,
but are you Jackson good?
We don't think so.
You can't beat Jackson.
I'm calling it. It's happening today. Jackson's 81-4. $380. Someone's winning it right now. I can feel it. I woke up this morning. That was the first thought that came to my mind.
I mean, it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
I did not sleep much last night.
No?
No.
Oh, so this is the day. He's weak. He's wounded.
I am in a weakened state.
Attack!
Oh, my gosh.
So if you want to win $380 in pop culture trivia, just answer one more right than Jackson. Pick up the phone and call us right now.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Nate, what's up, man?
Not much. Just driving to work.
Nice. You got a costume on today? You wearing one tomorrow? What are the costume plans, Nate?
Honestly, I don't even know. My wife's probably just going to do some kind of spooky makeup on my face and call it good.
All right. That's cool, man. Well, maybe you can surprise her with $380 in makeup budget by the end of today. What do you say?
That would be rad.
All right. First thing we need you to do, Nate, is kick Jackson out of the studio.
All right, Jackson, you got to go.
Oh, I have to.
You have to go.
You have to go. He says, apparently, I don't get a choice.
He goes. He is gone. 60 seconds on the clock. 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you don't know the answer, just go ahead and say pass. We'll revisit it if there's still time. Then Jackson will be brought back in. Nate, you just need to get one more right, then Jackson, and you get $380. Cool?
All right.
Which Kardashian threw a 40th birthday on a private island so her friends can be socially distant?
Courtney.
Which Utah sports team was sold yesterday?
Pass.
Where is Spider-Man 3 going to be filmed, according to Tom Holland's recent Instagram post?
Oh, where was it? This was on yesterday. Georgia?
What horror movie has the quote, "Whatever you do, don't fall asleep"?
Shining.
Who did Blake Shelton just get engaged to?
Gwen Stefani.
Which Utah sports team was sold yesterday?
Real, I don't know.
Okay, there you go. We got all five. I don't even need to use the rest of the time. I want to say my acting was superb also at one point in the questions. Jackson's back in. I can't comment again.
Well, now we're arguing about questions before I even get started.
2 out of 5 for Nate.
Give himself an Oscar over here.
Which Kardashian threw a 40th birthday on a private island so her friends could be socially distant?
Ugh, Kim.
That is correct. That looked like a party too, man.
$1 million for a birthday party. Too much money.
Which Utah sports team was sold yesterday?
That'd be the Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz is correct. Nate, you said RSL on that one. Ryan Smith, owner of Qualtrics, spot it. Where is Spider-Man 3 going to be filmed, according to Tom Holland's recent Instagram post?
Well, he just touched down in Atlanta, Georgia.
That is correct. Now, Nate also got that one right. What horror movie has the quote, "Whatever you do, don't fall asleep"?
That's Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is correct. Let me just ask you, how great was my read?
It was fine.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was great, buddy.
Thank you.
Is that what the argument was?
That's what the argument was.
You just read it off the paper, man.
Who did Blake Shelton just get engaged to?
That'd be Gwen Stefani.
With 5 out of 5, Jackson wins! Nate, sorry, man. Can't give you that cash. But do you know what we need from you?
Yep, I'm Nate. Jackson's too good, and I couldn't beat him.
Later, Nader.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
7:22 on this Thursday. Good morning, John, Monroe, and Jackson, who is coming off of another win with Can't Beat Jackson. Five out of five, crushing it.
I'll tell you what, my back really hurts from carrying Can't Beat Jackson.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
I am just so sore.
Uh-huh.
High today in the 60s, staying in the 60s till next week. All right. This time yesterday, we were talking about the finals of our Halloween movie bracket. We've been doing it for the last 2 weeks. I know it was a slugfest. It really was. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you people broke my heart sometimes voting against my favorite movies. But we got our final two yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Came down to Hocus Pocus, who had won the family category, and It, who had won the paranormal category. And by an absolute landslide, I don't think it's any surprise to any of us, even though I'm still mad about it, Hocus Pocus took the crown.
Yes!
Hocus Pocus, according to you, is the ultimate Halloween movie.
The process works. See?
No, it doesn't. Uh-huh. That's the problem.
I'm proud of you for making the right decisions. Thanks for voting and following us on Instagram at Mix1051Utah.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix1051.
Dating is not getting easier with COVID. If anything, it's getting stranger. Jackson told a story in our podcast yesterday about how Tinder now lets you do like a Zoom call. Because that's what we need in our life, more Zoom calls.
It's called face-to-face, and it allows you to FaceTime, essentially, within the Tinder app.
So let's say you do a face-to-face, you go on that first date, and then you're not hearing back from the other person. Well, reach out to us. You could DM us, and we'll try to help you track down that person and find out what went wrong with your date. And that's what we're going to do today for Clarissa. What's up, Clarissa?
Hey, guys.
Tell us, kind of catch us up, what's going on in your dating world?
So we've been on 3 dates. I hope that's still okay for you to help me.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's okay.
Second date-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I met Darren at a law firm. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, girl.
Right? So they were doing flu shots there. So I came in for a flu shot, and he gave me his number.
That's a smooth man. That's a guy who's confident in himself.
Bad,
he's done well in the courtroom, and he has no problem handing out a number at the same time.
they were all great dates. He paid for everything. We've been to a pumpkin patch, out to dinner, and then a night in. I slept over at his place after the second date, the dinner one. And he has a really nice place. It's a loft downtown. And I was a little embarrassed when he came to my place on the third date because, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't have this fancy loft. It's an apartment. That's it. But things were going well. And we were connecting, and he totally disappeared on me. And he's super, you know,
Let me ask you something here, because you brought up the apartment thing. Do you feel like maybe, like financially, you guys are at two different levels, and that's one of the reasons, like, why he's not calling you back? Because you're like, oh, he has a loft, and I have like this little apartment. Like, were you embarrassed, and you thought it was a turnoff?
Well, I wanted that, but he was still fine the whole night and the next day, but now he's just totally disappeared. Okay. So, I don't know. Maybe he's dating around. I don't know. Plus, he's a lawyer, so I'm sure there's a lot of other women who want him to.
Yeah.
But I'd like another date.
Like Monroe. I've never seen Monroe doesn't perk up often during the second date update, but all of a sudden you said lawyer, and she was like, all right, I'm into this
one. Yeah, let's get that guy's number.
All right, so you've been reaching out to him, but he's not calling back?
Yeah, he just totally disappeared.
Okay. Maybe he's dating around. Maybe it's the apartment. Who knows what it is, but we will call Darren next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We're trying to help out Clarissa, who met Darren. Get this, Clarissa's there at Darren's law firm. Oh, did I mention he's a lawyer?
I heard that
part. You guys are making a pretty big deal about it.
And she came in to do flu shots. And while getting a flu shot, he was like, you know, you have a nice work there with nice needlework. Here's my phone number. I don't know.
Nice needlework?
Is that what they, is that a compliment?
You took out like a champ. You want to go out?
Anywho, Darren has not called Clarissa back after three dates. They've been hanging out. They've even had a sleepover or two. Clarissa, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. We did track down Darren, so I'm going to pick up with him. Just kind of listen in, though, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. Sorry to wake you up. So my name's John, and Jackson's here in Monroe, and we do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes just to chat with us?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Thanks, man. We do something on our show called the Second Date Update, where we help out people who have gone out on dates and all of a sudden they've been ghosted. And honestly, man, we're calling because you ghosted Clarissa, and we're just trying to figure out why.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just think it's better that I don't see her anymore. Like, I think I'm just going to,
really?
Call it. Yeah, if you could just maybe pass on a message, then tell her that I'm sorry, but like I can't see her anymore.
Hmm. Did you find out that you guys were cousins?
That can happen in Utah.
I know, that's why I'm asking the question.
It gets a little weird. Like, she seemed just really excited, and she kept saying, like, she mentioned that I was a lawyer, like, I don't know, a few times, and he seemed really excited about that.
Yeah,
like
we got that.
Yeah, the problem is, I'm not a lawyer.
Oh,
so like she assumed it, and like truth be told, I kind of went with it.
Huh.
But like I worked maintenance in the building, and like how we met was that we were having a flu shot, and I think just because where we met, she kind of just made an assumption.
Stop her and correct her, right?
Well,
listen, gals got to eat. I get it. No, I'm not judging. I just wanted to be clear here.
Wait a minute, man. But like she said, like you took on some pretty cool dates, and you got like a nice like place. You got like a loft downtown.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I took her on one date, and that's fine. I can afford that. But then, like when I took her to the loft. Oh, so my buddy owns the loft, and he let me borrow it. So that, like, the second time we hung out, like, I used that. But then he can't let me borrow it all the time. So then the third time, like, I asked to go to her place because I didn't have anyone to go.
And
then, hold on. So you used your buddy's loft.
It's super nice.
Yeah.
It's, like, such a baller.
So you used that to close the deal.
No, yeah, heck yeah.
That is disgusting. You are a terrible person.
Maybe
if I close the deal because I have a loft, maybe I'm not the disgusting one in this one. Like maybe
There it is.
So excited to be out with a lawyer. Like, I'm a good dude, but, and she assumed I didn't say, and I just didn't correct her, and if that's why she's going out with me, like, I don't know.
Darren, I don't want to lie to you. Clarissa's actually listening in on this conversation. Clarissa.
You're really not a lawyer? You lied to me? I mean, what about that advice you gave me for my friend going through a divorce?
Hold on. That's new information. What bike?
Hold on. You gave advice?
Well, yeah, I gave some advice. Like, I work in the building. I know a little about law. I didn't.
See, is this what you planned on being your whole life?
As your lawyer or anything. And, to clarify, you assumed I was a lawyer.
Let me ask this. Now that we have the truth out there, mm-hmm. we're all on the same page. Clarissa, you called us. We were excited that Darren was a lawyer. We found out that might not be the case. Are you still interested in another date?
No, he should have just told me right away. We still could have went out, but he went along with the assumption. I was just he should have just corrected it right away.
Yeah, see, because I'm not a lawyer.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
They had a really cool moment on Ellen last week. It's AJR, Mix 1051, 754, John, Monroe, and Jackson. And Jackson, we are minutes away from announcing the winner of the Golden Pumpkins.
I can't believe it's even here already, man. It's nuts.
This is the Parade of Haunted Homes. Now, last night, you actually went and visited a few other houses as well.
Yeah, I've got almost all of the signs out. So there should be a sign in front of pretty much every haunted home that you see on the map. Last night, though, we did the South Loop. And we went through Orem, Provo. There are some crazy cool houses. I was upset because Orem, I thought, would really pull through. And there were only a couple of entries down in that area. But the entries down there are so rad.
Really?
Yeah, there's one that's straight up just a spook house. You walk through the yard and it's all this homemade spook house. The kids get involved. They come out and bang on the tarps and stuff. It is super fun.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
I can't handle it anymore. Cannot handle the pressure, the stress. I gotta know the Parade of Haunted Homes. We've been talking about it. Jackson, you've been driving around all month long.
Yeah.
Golden pumpkins for all.
Investigating, judging.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I cannot give a golden pumpkin to every house as much as I'd love to. So what we've done is we've separated them into three categories, North, Central, and South. Here are your winners. North. So this is in Davis County. It's Taylor Manor Haunt, which is in Bountiful.
Oh. Congratulations.
They have a really cool witch display. They've got a TV display set up with all these cool hologram illusions. They've got this tree that just has these huge fake bats in it that look crazy cool. This really interactive, fun graveyard. And the best part is there's a little drop box for a cat rescue. So if you have a couple extra bucks, drop it in the box. Did that hurt their chances of winning? Definitely not.
All right. And also, you can see photos if you text the word haunt to 844-649-1051. The Golden Pumpkins continues next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
We're doing the Golden Pumpkins. Who's next?
This will be the Central category. That would be the Salt Lake County area. And I got to tell you, this was the hardest. There are some insanely incredible houses on the west side in particular. West Valley, South Jordan, that whole area. But one in particular stood out, and that would be Nightmare on Clown Street. They have a full... It's actually two neighbors that teamed up together. They have a full front yard full of these crazy, realistic-looking, life-size horror villains, and it's a fundraiser for the Utah Food Bank, which I really like. And last time I checked in with him, he had raised 19,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I remember these photos.
Or
they're really cool.
Yeah.
And we got those up as well. Again, text word haunt to 844-649-1051.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
We're getting you ready for Halloween this weekend. If you want to see some really cool houses that are decorated, we've been giving away the golden pumpkins all morning long. One more pumpkin to go, Jackson.
Our southern friends down near Utah County, they did a great job. There were a lot of great houses out there, but I have to give it up for Woolies Haunted Yard. Woolies Haunted Yard, they really do go all out. It's a fun little walkthrough. They've got a photo booth at the end that you can take pictures in. They were like, hold on, there's a monster coming. And literally, like, a 10-foot monster came walking on out, and he chases you around the yard.
That's fun.
It is super-duper fun. All the addresses are going to be up on our Instagram, at Mix1051Utah.
If you want to see pictures of the homes of the winners, you can text the word HAUNT to 844-649-1051.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 1051.
Traffic not looking bad on this Thursday. Good morning, John, Monroe, and Jackson. High today in the 60s. In fact, we're going to stay in the 60s all through Halloween into next week for the election. And speaking of the election, it's coming up, and you might be breaking the law and not even knowing it.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So, Monroe, your husband Tom last night, he filled out his ballot, I know.
Yes. So he's all involved in the election this year.
Yeah.
He usually doesn't care much. But this year he does, so sat down and helped him fill it out.
Did you guys take a photo afterwards?
No.
Good. Here's the deal. You know how everyone's taking ballot selfies?
You're not supposed to.
It's illegal.
Really?
Yeah. Beyonce got in trouble for it last election.
It is a criminal offense to post a picture with your completed ballot. Other states have made it illegal if you're there to take a photo because it slows the voting process.
Right.
So you can't be in the booth like, selfie.
Right.
But yeah, so be careful if you're posting those. Not that I've really heard of any charges, but man, I don't want you to be the first.
You never know.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Well, I'm fired up and you should be too.
Oh my goodness.
This really shouldn't come as much of a shock, but I guess you don't think about it when you're purchasing stuff on Amazon. Amazon Prime Videos, usually if they don't have it for free through their Amazon memberships, they offer it to you to rent or buy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $2.99 for a rental. To buy it, it's like $14.99. This movie came out 30 years ago. Thank you. I'm not paying you $20.
Right.
Well, here's the crazy part. Some people have been paying $20 to buy those movies.
I did. I bought a lot of my superhero movies through there.
Bad news.
What?
So yesterday in court, because there's a class action lawsuit against Amazon Prime Video for this exact reason, they essentially came to the judge and said, yeah, guess what? You're not actually buying the movie. You're buying a limited license. And that limitation is if the company who owns the movie decides to pull it from our service, you don't get your money back. You lose it. So if someday Disney decides to take all of their superhero movies off of Amazon, you lose them all, Monroe.
Oh, no.
And they'll just take them to Disney Plus.
And they'll just take them right over to Disney Plus.
Oh, that's terrible.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Coming up this weekend, there are some fun events. Thanksgiving Point, they're doing a creepy crawler carnival at the butterfly exhibit. So they're going to kind of incorporate bugs and Halloween, which is pretty cool. But I'm super excited. Best Friends Animal Society, they're hosting a costumes and coffee for homeless pets, okay? It's a drive-through trick-or-treat, wait for it, for your pet, for your little doggy.
Love it.
Oh my gosh.
So you dress up your pets, and then they get to drive through and they get to trick-or-treat.
That's so cute.
That is happening Saturday at Bjorn's Brew, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And you just show up, you don't have to register ahead of time?
Mm-mm.
That is so cool.
That's rad.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So get this, I got a friend who just posted on Instagram that she, at the age of 39, had just carved a pumpkin for the first time. I'm like, who has never carved a pumpkin? Like, how is that even possible?
Jackson was a late bloomer.
I didn't carve a pumpkin till last year.
Really?
Yeah, I was 28 when I first carved my first pumpkin. My dad got them stolen off of our porch one year, and it's a lot of work to get stolen. So he vowed that day to never carve a pumpkin again. That happened with one of my earliest Halloweens, and guess what? We never carved a pumpkin again.
Man, that sounds like a Hallmark Channel movie for sure.
How old were you then when you carved your first pumpkin?
When I did it myself, 28.
28.
But
okay.
I hadn't,
28.
Maybe when I was a kid, once when I was like 4.
So my friend carved a pumpkin at 39. Jackson was 38. Can you beat that? How old were you the first time you carved a pumpkin?
Jackson was 28.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
So Jackson was 28. I have a friend who was 39 when they carved a pumpkin for the first time. And we're saying, can anyone beat that? This text says, my grandmother hated pumpkins. It was almost an irrational fear. She didn't carve one until we were born. So that's right. She was in her 70s the first time she carved a pumpkin.
Game over.
Yeah, you win. How old were you the first time you carved a pumpkin? Can you beat 28? Can you beat 39? Can you beat the 70s?
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Guess there's a YouTuber who was Jackson's age the first time she ever carved a pumpkin. She's done a bunch of videos, and she was always just like, ew, it's too messy, it's too squishy. Mm-hmm. I've watched it done even as a kid. I never wanted to put my hands there. Her name's Eugenia Cooney. And finally, at the age of 27, right around your age, she was like, all right, I'll try this for the first time.
It is pretty gross.
I love it. It's so fun.
Putting your hand in and squishing and taking it out.
And then my arms and back are sore for days. Like, I've really put some work into
it. Gosh, how are you carving pumpkins?
It's a full contact sport as far as I'm concerned.
It must be. Coming up next, I've got a story of some hardcore voting.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Monroe, I'm sure you have somewhat of a memory of labor. What that was, the pain, the suffering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know. I asked for an epidural the moment I felt it. I'm like, oh, here we go.
This woman in Florida, she was in labor, and she's on her way to the hospital, and she had her husband stop at the elections office so she could vote before giving birth.
Oh, good for her.
In fact, he requested a ballot while she was having contractions in the front seat of the car. The election officials had to help her to the booth to vote, and then they rushed to the hospital, and she actually wore the I voted sticker.
That's the kind of dedication I like.
Yeah.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Earlier this morning, we announced the winners of our Parade of Haunted Homes. These are the best decorated haunted houses across the Wasatch Front. Mm-hmm. Jackson has spent the last 29 days.
I'll tell you what. Good. I've gotten very acquainted with Northern Utah. I'm very familiar with everyone's neighborhood now.
Now, you were complaining originally that Ogden didn't have a lot of spaces.
No, they didn't. But I'll tell you, some of the ones where there aren't a lot of entries have some of the coolest displays. So they're still worth it. Lehigh, prime example. Not a ton of entries, lots of cool stuff. Ogden has some really cool stuff too.
So we've posted a bunch of photos of our winners up on our Instagram page, which is at Mix1051Utah. But if you want the full interactive map, because listen, you only have tonight, tomorrow night, and then it's Halloween.
And they're going to do the coolest stuff on Halloween, but you should still get out and get everything in while you can.
So grab the kids, grab some hot cocoa, and drive around. Use our interactive map. Text the word HAUNT, which is just H-A-U-N-T, to 844-649-1051.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Okay, so when you die, have you ever thought of the kind of place you're going to haunt?
Oh, I didn't realize.
Where are you going to hang out?
Do I have to pick a haunting?
Your ghost.
Okay.
Yeah, where are you going to be?
Guess in heaven.
Okay. You're not going to stay down here.
I wasn't planning on hanging out with you guys.
I get it. Well, there's a theater in Ontario, Canada. It's actually holding a fundraiser right now.
Uh-huh.
And for $25, you can enter for the chance to have your ghost haunt the whole theater after you die. So you've got haunting rights.
Oh.
So you can stake your claim.
So
in
if another ghost goes there, are they going to do like a séance to make sure that ghost leaves your spot?
Yeah, they're like, listen, no. I mean, this is territory here. We've already had someone pee in this corner.
Makes sense.
I feel like next year we do the same. We give away haunting rights to this studio.
That's perfect. In the podcast, can we talk about where we'd each like to haunt? What place we would buy to haunt?
How many co-hosts do you think are going to haunt Jump Studio when they die?
That's not cool. I don't like that. It's going to be Jackson's going to be leading the charge, too, which is the worst.
The ghost of co-host future!
I've got the top 10 candies with highest trade-in values coming up next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
There's been a lot of lists that rank like the best Halloween candies. But someone ranked the most popular candies by their trade value.
Oh, now that's important to know.
Right? Exactly. Like maybe a more rare candy, you can get more for it. So what do you think is like the rarest? Like the most, this is the highest trade-in value.
Okay, so it has to be rare. So it's not like something like a Snickers.
No, like Snickers is number 8 on this list. It's a quality candy bar, but trade-in value-wise, it's not as cool.
I would think like Almond Joy.
Ew, no. You'd have to pay me to eat Almond Joy.
No one's trading for coconuts.
Yesterday, you paid me $20 to lick a cow tongue. it cost more than $20 to get me to eat an Almond Joy, I'll tell you.
Jackson, what do you think?
Reese's.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, number 2, because they're just the best candy.
They're just the best candy.
Everyone wants to. But number 1, candy jewelry or novelty lips, which is what I always tell you guys.
Wax
lips.
They're disgusting, but the candy bracelets and necklaces, my kids treat those like gold.
By the end of the candy bracelet, those things are disgusting.
They're nasty.
It's like
and your teeth hurt and you're just like biting it off.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Earlier, we were talking about like the oldest person to never carve a pumpkin. This text says, my dad is allergic to pumpkins. He turned 54 yesterday. He has never carved one.
Oh, yeah,
you're never going to be able to.
My cousin has that. Like, if she touches the pumpkin, her hand breaks out in hives.
That stinks.
Yeah.
It's like people who are allergic to Christmas trees. To pine.
I'm allergic to Christmas trees.
You still get one every year.
No, I have a fake artificial one with the lights already on it.
Interesting. Hey, Jodie Foster speaks such perfect French that she does her own dubbing for the French films.
Good for
That's
her.
That's cool.
That's impressive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Really impressive.
Yeah. Who's the guy who played Lumiere in Ewan McGregor? You know, he's married to a French actress, so he said, I could definitely do the Lumiere accent in The Beauty and the Beast, and it was so bad, they made him recut the film three different times. So two different ends. Two different ends.
Wow.
Yeah. Jackson, final thoughts as we head on out today.
You only have a couple more days left, and you just gotta go do it. The Parade of Haunted Homes is crazy fun. The best Halloween decorations in Utah. We crowned our three division winners today, who are gonna get the golden pumpkin. You can find those addresses on our Instagram or get the full map by texting the word HAUNT, H-A-U-N-T, to 844-649-1051.
Monroe, final thoughts?
Well, make sure you check out the podcast because we need you. We love to have you aboard on the podcast.
You can text podcast to 844-649-1051. That does it for us. Tomorrow, Jackson's on the street delivering face masks to all, and we're going to be doing our costume show, our Halloween spooktacular show happening all tomorrow. Bye-bye.